Welcome to Truth Matters Church, a ministry devoted to the expository study of Scripture. Visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled, Work Out Your Salvation. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. In the verses leading up to today's passage, we were told of the incredible humility our Savior exhibited by dying on the cross, his subsequent exaltation by the Father to the name or the authority above every other, and that every person who has ever lived and ever will live will one day bow to him as King of Kings. See Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11. And now the Apostle Paul turns his attention to the readers of his letter and some of the things that we must do as Christians. In Philippians 2, verses 12 to 13, the Apostle Paul wrote, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." We once again see the Apostle Paul's heart and his love for the Philippian church as he addresses them as my beloved. We are all commanded to love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. See John 13:34, 1 Peter 4:8, 1 John 4, etc. And Paul reminds his readers that everything he is about to say is wrapped in love. Now, while there is no harsh correction here, this does set the stage for the exhortation and the charge to press on in the work of ministry and submission to God. Just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. As we've seen time and time again in Scripture, surrender to God's will is absolutely necessary and a key trait of any true Christian. We cannot live our lives with no regard for what pleases our Heavenly Father and yet still call ourselves believers. Here in the context for the Philippians, they are told to do so even more now that Paul is away. And this echoes the same surrender to God the Father that Christ demonstrated for us in the preceding verses. Christ models for us how to live a life of obedience to God. Reference Hebrews 2, verse 17, and Hebrews 4, verse 15. And what is one way that we should obey? Well, it is to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The Greek words here tell a pretty interesting story. Work out is from the Greek katergadzomai, and it is also translated to bring about or be accomplished, like a determinate action. Scripture does not support that we earn salvation through works, see Ephesians chapter 2, but we're told that works are the evidence of our salvation, see James 1, verses 22 to 27, and Romans 2, verse 13. And notably here, in the Greek, these latter references to work are from the word ergon, which is more like deeds. So katergadzomai and ergon should not be confused, as they are really meaning two different things. Remember, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, and that is a gift from God. See Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9. The working out of our salvation should instead be considered more of an active, thriving pursuit of God and our faith. We do this through prayer, through Bible study, and living out our belief by loving others, giving sacrificially, and surrendering our will to God. It is having an utmost reverence for God and a healthy fear and trembling of God the Almighty. Let's talk about this fear and trembling statement. The lost do not live with any real fear of God. The dismissal of God's supreme authority and power over our eternal destination are clear indications that one does not understand just how serious the consequences of unbelief and disobedience really are. Inversely, a true believer fears God. And if you do a quick word search on this in your Bible, you'll find dozens and dozens of verses which affirm that fearing God goes hand in hand with belief, with wisdom, and with salvation. For example, see Proverbs 1, verse 7, Psalm 111, verse 10, Matthew 10, verse 28, and so forth. The Greek word for fear is phobos, and it's really quite compelling. It can mean panic, terror, intimidation, but it can also mean a sense of awe and reverence. And because trembling is used here, the Greek tromos, it means to tremble or quake with fear. So my feeling is both of these are applicable for believers. We are not called to live in fear of losing our salvation or of God's judgment and wrath. See 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 9 and Romans 8 verse 15. But, as Pastor Alex once put it, Jesus is no joke. We should never take lightly our salvation or our relationship with God. It must be the single most important thing in our lives, and it should be guarded at all costs, even if that means it costs us our lives. Reference Matthew 24 verse 13, James 1 verse 12, Revelation 14 12, and so forth. The great news here is that it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. And yet again, the Greek helps add proper context here, since we have now seen three different words that are translated work in our English. The one here is energeo, and it conveys an active working or building. God continues His work of salvation through the Holy Spirit, convicting us of sin and granting us the ability to resist it, giving us insight and wisdom when we study His Word, and giving us the strength to love others even when it's really challenging, and loving and fearing Him. Finally, we're presented with the big, bold why here. This is all for His good pleasure. We were saved to bring God glory and joy, and to be to Him like a sweet, aromatic offering. See Ephesians 1, Psalm 141 verse 2, 2 Corinthians 2 verse 15. It is through His enduring work in us and His perfect will that we are empowered to do this. And so all we have to do is really obey and surrender our lives to Him. What great joy and comfort this should bring us, and what deep gratitude and thanksgiving we owe our precious Savior and our God. We deeply appreciate you listening today, and we hope you enjoyed this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. And check out our 24-hour stream of teaching, scripture reading, and encouraging music at truthmattersradio.com. Have a blessed day.